Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for The Money Smarts for You show. Through my book, podcasts like this one, and my blog posts, I'll do my best to help you find the life you want through simple steps that hopefully will make your life easier and less stressful. You can find my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. At my website, www.moneysmartsforyou.com, you will find my podcast and my blog. In addition to other information that may interest you, depending on what you need in your financial life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to know more about, please email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at MoneySmarts, M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, for you.com. I know I said this week's show would be about planning a wedding that you can afford, but conversations at the Federal Reserve about whether the U.S. may adopt negative interest rates as part of its current fiscal policy were discussed last week with Fed Chair Janet Yellen. And this possible change is something that might be important. It has a number of repercussions for your finances and your investments, and even wedding planning if that's what you're going to be into. I hope next week, the last week in February, we can get back to my original schedule and that I can share wedding planning ideas with you that you can afford. Today, I may hint at a few things you may want to keep in mind, too. Negative interest rates. What does that even mean? Most of us have been raised with making investments in money market funds, savings accounts, CDs, treasury bills, corporate bonds, and other fixed income investments, and expecting that interest will be paid to us. What is interest anyway? When you lend someone money, you assume that money has value to them, and so in exchange for the use of your money, you get paid for it in the form of interest. With fixed income investments like the one I listed above, you also lend them money for a certain term, anything from overnight to a week, a month, 6 months, a year, or even longer. Basically, fixed income investments are loans. You invest your money, that is, you loan your money to that bank, government entity, corporation, or whatever, and it pays you money. That is, it pays you interest for the use of your money. The reverse is true, too. When you borrow money to buy a house, a car, use a credit card, and you don't pay it back in full, if you take out a payday loan and don't pay it back in full, then you're paying interest on this loan, and you're promising to pay the interest at certain times, and the full amount at a designated time. Or you end up paying interest on your interest, like on unpaid credit card balances and payday loan balances, where your interest can go sky high. So basically, recently the Bank of the European Union and the Bank of Japan made the decision to move to negative interest rates, meaning that if you have money on deposit with them, money you're investing in their bonds, or that you're, in effect, loaning to them, then they will not pay you interest, but will make you pay them to keep your money for you, okay? It's essentially turning traditional finance on its head. Now, at this point, you may be thinking, how does this affect me? All right. That is what I hope to do today, to walk you through the potential effect that this trend means to you individually so that you can be thinking ahead in case negative interest rates reach our shores in the near future. Number one, it's about the economy. Yes, the nebulous, hard to quantify, but easy to talk about economy. Things are slow in Japan and in Europe. Japan lost a decade or more with no growth. Europe is still trying to recover from 2008. Quantitative easing and lowering interest rates have brought less recovery than hoped for in these economies. So what they are doing is attempting to make it really uncomfortable for their citizens to leave their money in money markets, savings, CDs, and short-term cash-like assets. These governments want those investors to take that money out of cash-like assets and put it to work somewhere else, in their own businesses or in equity stocks of companies that will put it to work, in consumer spending by buying things so that businesses that make products and services will have income from the sales of those goods and services, and in turn will then give them the chance to hire more employees, spend money on research and development, and get the economy heating up and growing again. Then, if the economy grows again, that will lead to mild inflation, hopefully mild inflation, and interest rates can then be raised to regulate that inflation, and the economic machine will be humming again. Chairman Yellen indicated she didn't think there would be a need for negative interest rates here in the U.S. because our economy is the strongest one out there in the global marketplace. She also added that she wasn't even sure it was legal in the United States for negative interest rates to be charged or to exist. So we will see how the future goes. And in the meantime, let me share a bit more with you. Number two, banks abroad are stressed, and that may lead to higher fees here. Banks make money when they loan money to you or others. They get the money they loan to others from their depositors. Most depositors are paid interest on their accounts, but not all. And if you have money in a checking account, if you have money in a savings account, if you have money in a CD, you are a depositor with a bank. Traditional banking incomes come from the spread, the difference between the interest paid to depositors and the interest charged on loans. People in businesses with higher credit risks pay higher interest rates, or people who have projects they're trying to finance that are risky would pay a higher interest rate. Now, with interest rates so low, the spread is very thin, and it has led many banks and financial services firms to increase their fees or diversify their offerings. You may pay a fee to use an ATM. You may pay a fee to have the bank process more checks than a stated minimum. You may pay a fee every time you refinance your mortgage loan. You may pay a fee to have a credit card that your bank issues. You may also pay a fee if you're setting up a brokerage account with your bank, which would be a subsidiary of the bank, or the bank might have a subsidiary that's an insurance company. And these are different ways that banks have diversified in order to get away from this very simple original concept of the spread. At many financial services firms and banks, the fees for management of their money market funds may have increased or may have been waived simply to avoid the effect of what would be a negative interest situation. Traditionally, money market fund shares are valued at a dollar. As long as there is enough interest paid to cover the management fee by the manager that has to choose commercial paper, treasury bills, government repos, and other short-term instruments to generate the best and safest interest possible, the interest left over is what you receive from your money market fund. With rates so low on safe instruments, many funds are not charging the management fee, simply to avoid the value from dropping below the $1 share value, which allows money market funds to mimic savings accounts, but without the bank FDIC insurance. Dropping below the dollar per share would be unnerving to many money market shareholders, as it was in 2008, when many money market funds found themselves in that position. At that time, that was when many of the instruments did not pay off, but defaulted on their debt due to the calamitous financial times we were in then. If in the future negative rates are allowed or adopted in this country, then be prepared for the value of your cash-like savings to diminish over time unless you invest it otherwise. Three, negative rates will change the way people invest. Most of the time, people put their money in cash-like assets, either to have it available in the event of an emergency, they lose their job, their car breaks down, or they have a medical emergency, or because they're saving for something they plan to buy, like a house or a car or a piece of furniture or something like that, or because they believe it to be a safe haven in the event of economic upheaval. The dollar has been a safe haven for a while. Our interest rates are staying low because even when rates were raised recently, upheaval in the stock and currency market made our bonds attractive, and money rushed in to buy, causing bond prices to go up and interest rates to go down. So more investors may decide to employ what extra money they have that is not reserved for their living expenses in the event of an emergency in other ways. Remember, it's always good to have 6 to 9 months of money available that has very little risk removing it from the account or investments that it's in. In the event you lose your job or the economy changes or something, and you need to have that money available to live on. Okay, so some people may invest in themselves, paying off any bills that do not bring with them the benefit of deductible interest that lowers their tax bill. This could be any credit card bills, car payments that include interest expenses, neither of which is deductible. Certainly, any payday loans need to be paid off. If you have one, please pay it off today. Any consumer credit loans, like for furniture, clothes, tools, or other bills where the interest you're paying is not deductible, are best paid off, since when negative interest rates happen, you would be paying someone else to keep your cash for you. You could also invest in common stocks of companies that you believe have a future, or in an index fund that is invested in companies that represent a broad market of companies in this country. Although you may have some market risk, if you choose wisely, selecting companies with good balance sheets that pay reasonable dividends, then you may be able to get a better return than you would in a cash-like asset if interest rates go negative. You may want to buy assets that you think will hold their value over time, allowing you to preserve the cash you put in them at this time. No one can predict the future, but this is where collectibles come into play. For those who have the money, gold, silver, coins, art, real estate, collectible cars, and other non-traditional assets may be attractive, provided you can afford the holding costs, like the maintenance, storage, taxes, and other expenses related to keeping the assets. Number four, you may want to pay for expenses in advance. If you only have a house payment each month and you have a low interest rate on it and the interest is deductible, then you may find that paying your monthly bills ahead of time, maybe for the next year, might be a good idea if negative rates find their way to this country. Insurance, cable, telephone, internet, television are all predictable monthly bills that can be paid all at once. That would be beneficial to the economy, too, for those companies to have that money that they could then employ within their own businesses. If you're planning a vacation, you may want to pay all those expenses up front. But make sure that you have travel insurance in case you can't make the trip as originally planned. That way you won't lose money you already paid. If you're planning a wedding, you want to make sure your vendors are solvent, and if you can negotiate a contract where the money minus the deposit will be returned to you in the event you don't say, "I do," then you may even want to pay some of those expenses up front. Again, make sure to protect yourself by having an agreement that you can count on, or only pay the deposit amounts that you can afford. Five, remember, this is new territory for everyone. Money managers, financial planners, accountants, attorneys, and pretty much most of the professionals you employ to help you manage your assets will be stepping into a new situation. It requires some backwards thinking about where to put your money. Negative interest rates by themselves indicate a recessionary environment and a deflationary one for assets. For the most part, the economy in this country has operated on a fear of inflation, with very little knowledge of deflation, other than the Great Depression. Traditionally, people invested in a house by taking out a mortgage because they assumed the house would hold its value and that it would possibly increase in value over its time. Therefore, it was worth it to pay the extra money that was known as interest. Paying banks and financial institutions, quote, to keep your money safe by paying them interest, which is what happens with negative interest rates, indicates that the valuing of assets is very difficult right now. Everyone is asking, where is the safe haven? Is it in a particular currency? Income-producing common stocks? Income-producing real estate? Collectibles? Even in this country, there are pockets where what has been driving the economy isn't doing so anymore. Oil prices are down, diminishing the fortunes of those who live in oil areas like Houston and the Dakotas. When the crane was the bird of Houston a few years ago, apartment building was everywhere, and now many of those apartments are empty and plentiful, bringing the income expectations of those investments down with them, possibly foiling the financial plans of the investors who put their money there. No one can be right all the time and predict the future. So follow some basic concepts as you manage yourself and your investments. Make sure you know what your priorities are and be clear about those with yourself and your family as well. Everyone needs to be on the same team. Diversify your investments and your sources of income if you can. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Expand your talents. Learn new things. Who knows? We may be looking at a barter economy, and it would be great if you knew how to be a chef or edit a newsletter or do lawn work or who knows what, program a computer. There's no telling. Worry less and look for joy in your everyday life. Talk less, listen more. Turn off the electronic gadgets and interact with real people for a change. Tell people you care about them and tell them that you love them, if that is truly the case. Next week, I will discuss how to plan the wedding of your dreams that you can afford. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.